Christ is risen. Hallelujah. That statement is a statement of faith. Christ is risen. But the empty tomb on that first Easter morning presented a much more puzzling set of circumstances. The empty tomb on Easter morning was much more of a question mark than an exclamation point. The women who showed up on Sunday morning came to not just pay their respects to Jesus, but to help prepare him for his final burial. Jesus dies on Friday, and the next day is the Sabbath. And so as observant, faithful women that they are, they take the Sabbath free of work. And so they show up at dawn. As they arrive, the heavens are moving, an earthquake, and the angel is there. And these women see the angel roll away the stone, and that the tomb where Jesus had been laid is empty. And they are filled with fear. Do not be afraid. That angelic message that is repeated so often in Scripture, when people encounter the awesome power of God, do not be afraid. God is doing something new, something powerful. The tomb is empty. Jesus is not here. He has been raised. Now, Jesus himself had told the disciples and those who were gathered that this was how God's plan was going to work. He said that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be put to death, and on the third day rise again. But in all of the confusion, if you can just place yourself in the story. From last Sunday, Palm Sunday, Jesus enters Jerusalem triumphant. People are hailing him and calling him their long-awaited king. By midweek, things had taken a darker turn, and Jesus celebrates his Last Supper with his disciples on Thursday night to be handed over to the authorities, to be beaten and flogged and hung on a cross on Friday. If you were one of those disciples or one of the women who were part of that group, we can imagine how confused, perhaps how terrified they must have been. And to sort of walk toward that tomb on that Sunday morning, they were not expecting, number one, a tomb to be empty, and number two, for Jesus to greet them. The risen Jesus comes to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. Greetings. Tell my brothers to go ahead to Galilee. These first witnesses of the resurrection share the message. They were the first ones to see not just an empty tomb, which an empty tomb on its own raises questions, gives us doubts, but the risen Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, and they become the first apostles sent by Christ to share the good news that Christ is risen. Come on, wake up. We'll try it again. This good news that they share is certainly powerful. It's powerful to think that Jesus, who dies on Friday, is alive on Sunday. Such is the power of God. With God, all things are possible. With God, life comes after death. But this Easter story, as much as it is, of course, about Jesus and his journey from death to new life, of course, it is our story. We are Easter people. we share in the promise of the resurrection. That's why Jesus came. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that all who believe may not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus dies on the cross for us. He's raised to new life, demonstrating the awesome power of God, that with God, death is not the end of the story. With God, all things are possible. With God, we can have new life. Yes, the promise of life eternal, but right here, right now. Hope can be restored. Joy can be found again. Relationships can be made whole. Forgiveness and reconciliation and grace and mercy and love can be found. These are all gifts to us from God. The resurrection of Christ is God's gift to us. As Romans says, that in baptism we are buried with Christ into his death. And just as Christ is buried into death and is raised to new life, so we too will be raised to new life, so that we in this life might walk in newness. This is our invitation. This is our Easter invitation to walk in hope, to believe and trust that in God all things are possible, that there is life after death, not just our physical end of our life, but all the ways in which this world crushes our spirit, the ways in which we're filled with worry and concern for our health, for our family, our finances, for a world that seems to be spinning out of control. God's ultimate answer, the Easter answer that we cling to, that we hold fast to, is that with God, all things are possible. And where the world only gives us death and despair, God gives us hope and life and new possibilities. So may we believe and trust that the Easter promise is for us, for you and for all people. All people are loved by God. All people, through Christ, are redeemed and restored to life eternal, but an abundant of God's presence here and now. And so with an exclamation point, we say, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.